There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get in on the football action this season with the Hulu Live TV Football Extravaganza. Compete free for a share of $55,000 in 2 ways. Predict what will happen in 3 college football pools. Then make your picks for 8 fantasy NFL contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL to play free. Hulu Plus live TV, like cable, only better. DraftKings.com for details.
It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Welcome in. We're going to start this hour talking some National Football League as the great Ross Tucker joins the program, host of the Even Money podcast. He's on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL and myfrontpagestory.com. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Morning. I'm doing fantastic. Had another great week. Up 6 units on the Even Money betting podcast, which is great. And I would have been up 10 if it wasn't for that Hufanga pick 6 last night, because I had the Rams in a teaser. So that was unfortunately, that was a damper to what was an awesome weekend for me.
Well, Ross, you are not alone in that one, because I also had the Rams on a teaser leg last night, so that was no good. You live and work quite a bit around the Philly area in Pennsylvania. You know both these teams quite well that are in that state. Let's begin with the team in the NFC, the best team in that conference so far, the Eagles. 4-0 right now, only undefeated team left in the entire league. If they have a weakness, now that we're into November, at this point, what is it?
It's a really good question, because I'm not sure they have one. I guess I would say, if we're nitpicking, I'll give you 3. I think their special teams could be a little bit better. I think they've had too many penalties. and they don't have a lot of playoff experience the last couple of years. That's about it. You know, Jalen Hurts doesn't have a lot of playoff experience, just the one game last year. But, guys, I mean, I think they objectively have the best roster in the NFL. And if you look at every single position group, right now, at least, they're top 10, every single position group. The receivers, the tight end Goddard is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The O-line's probably the best in the league. Jalen Hurts is playing like a top 10 guy. Miles Sanders has been outstanding. Defensively, you can say the same thing for the D-line, the linebackers. Secondary's been amazing. Bradbury and Slay at corner. I mean, it's kind of remarkable because
it's well said.
2 years ago, they were 4-11-1.
Yeah.
And even last year, Eagles fans were really complaining about, like, the corners, the linebackers, the receivers. And now, guys, I think you can realistically say it's the best corners they've had in a long time. It's the best linebackers they've had in a while. And it's maybe the best receivers they've had ever with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. It's kind of wild that the same position groups that people were complaining about a year ago are now some of the best the franchise has ever had.
Phenomenal answer. Also, kudos to you before the season for saying, watch out for Hurts. It's the first time since high school he's been in the same system back-to-back years. I think they should get the one seed with the easy schedule the rest of the way. Who's the second best team in the NFC then?
I think it's the Bucs. Yeah, I think it's the Bucs. I don't know what happened to Tampa Bay defensively Sunday night against the Chiefs. I mean, I guess Mahomes happened to them because he was incredible. But the Bucs defense had been awesome until Sunday night. And they started to get some of their weapons back, like Mike Evans and Julio and Godwin. And you could see the Bucs offensively looking better. I think that's the team that's the biggest threat right now to the Eagles. The Packers clearly have issues. The Rams clearly have issues. Not a very impressive conference, by the way. It makes it even better for the Eagles that their schedule is what it is, and that they're in the NFC as opposed to the AFC, where I think Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore are all very good.
Totally agree. You know, I'm not trying to overreact to what we watched last night, because I'm really high in the 49ers. I have been now for years. Where would you put San Francisco? Kind of right below Tampa Bay, I'm guessing then?
Yeah, well, the way their defense is playing, they're going to be in the mix too, for sure. Yeah, I think that's what's interesting about the season. I remember talking to you guys about this earlier in the season, or maybe even before it started, and just saying that it felt like the NFC was ripe for the picking for sort of one of these teams with longer odds, right? Like the Vikings or the Niners. It just feels to me like it's not going to be the Bucs, Rams, or Packers. It's going to be the Eagles or the Vikings or the Niners. One of these, I guess, up-and-coming teams, I think, has a great chance to make a run in the postseason and get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, agreed. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Ross Tucker, host of the Even Money podcast, on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. He's also with MyFrontPageStory.com. So the other team in your state, obviously the Steelers. I don't know how they let that game slip away against the Jets on Sunday, but here we are regardless with one win on the season. They went to Kenny Pickett, the 20th overall pick in the second half. I'm excited about this. My eyeballs told me right away in the second half, this kid's going to take chances. He was willing to open it up a little bit. What do you, like, let's assume for a second that Tomlin's going to make the right choice here and go with Pickett moving forward. I know it's the Bills coming up, but what would you anticipate seeing from Kenny Pickett here if he's going to be the guy moving forward?
Yeah, so first of all, that's a terrible loss for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
I mean, you're up by 10 points in the second half against Zach Wilson and the Jets, and you let Zach Wilson go on 270-plus yard touchdown marches to beat you like that in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's a bad, bad loss. And I just noticed on DraftKings before I came on with you guys, the Steelers are 14-point underdogs. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 14-point underdogs in an NFL game. Somebody tweet, because I put that on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, somebody tweeted me that it's the first time they've been that big an underdog since 1978, which doesn't make sense to me, because wasn't 78 when they went to the Super Bowl? But anyway, that's what somebody said. It's the first time they're this big of underdog since 78. I do think it will be Pickett. I'd be shocked if Tomlin at this point went back to Trubisky. And I think Pickett, there's going to be some good and bad. I think he's going to be more willing to run than Trubisky was. I think he will take more chances in terms of giving his guys a chance in one-on-one opportunities. The only thing I wonder about, after three interceptions in his first game in the NFL, I wonder if he gets a little gun-shy. Because you know they're going to be talking with him about ball security, taking care of the football. I'll be curious to see how aggressive he is against the Bills, but this is going to be a lost season for the Steelers, and that never happens to them. Mm-hmm. I'd be shocked if Tomlin keeps his winning season streak going. They're not winning 9 football games. That's not happening with this team this year, especially not with the TJ Watt injury. So it's a good year for them to get the kinks out, so to speak, with Kenny Pickett, get some rookie mistakes out of the way, so he can learn and grow and hopefully be a lot better for them next year.
Johnson even said it's a rebuilding year. So that's where the Steelers are at. A lot of people were concerned about you last time you came on. You had that wedding, but you had to do your game first on Saturday, and the game went to overtime. Did you make the wedding?
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Can you believe that? I mean, it lined up perfectly that I was going to be up at West Point, be able to get there right when happy hour started, which is always like the best part of the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Army-UTSA game goes to overtime. It was a four-hour game. 4 hours. The one time that I have a wedding to get to. And Army lost the game. UTSA won in overtime. So that was not ideal, but I still had a lot of fun at my cousin's wedding. It still was amazing that it happened to be right off the highway from on my way home. It was like she set up the whole wedding for me to be able to go.
Yeah. Have you done any like betting yet? Any early leans or bets for week 5 in the NFL?
You know, it's a very interesting board right now, guys. So many of the games right now are right on 3 and right on 7. It doesn't feel like you see that very often, right? A lot of times it feels like it goes down to 2.5, mm-hmm. and then maybe you have a good teaser option, or it goes up to 3.5. Or 7.5. Right now, when I was looking at it, there was a lot of 3s and a lot of 7s on the board. I do like the Colts Thursday night.
Okay.
Getting 3.5 against the Broncos. Uh-huh. I don't think the Broncos are very good. The Colts can't possibly be this bad, can they? I mean, this bad with Matt Ryan as their quarterback. So I always love getting 3.5. So I kind of like that. You know, I kind of like Dallas as well.
I do too.
Getting the 4 points. The way that defense is playing, Cooper Rush takes care of the football. I don't like what I'm seeing right now from the Rams. So the two I like the most right now are probably the Colts getting the 3.5 Thursday night, and then the Cowboys getting 4 in LA against the Rams on Sunday.
Ross, we have a good minute left here. You know, we're in October now. Soon it's going to be holiday season. And myfrontpagestory.com is a great consideration for gifts. Why don't you give it a pop and tell everybody why it's such a cool idea?
Well, that's why I love this show. That's why I love coming on with you guys. Not only do you let me mention My Front Page Story, you actually show it on the screen for people that are watching. You show images of different people, usually women, getting their stories. All I can tell any guy out there listening, whether it's a birthday or anniversary, or if you just want to get ahead of the game in terms of the holidays, there will never be anything you can give your mom or your significant other better than a story that's all about them. And just to say, hey, I wanted something special, so I had a story written about you. That is so money, it's not even funny. And then when they read the quotes in the story, they cry every time.
Yeah.
Like, they literally cry every time. I will almost guarantee on your show that if a guy gets this for his wife, she will cry. Like, happy tears. She'll be so happy.
The Ross Tucker.
MyFrontPageStory.com.
There you go. The Ross Tucker guarantee on tears.
Sure.
You're the best. Thanks for popping on today. We appreciate it.
See you, dudes.
Yep, there
Thanks,
you go.
Buddy.
And the Even Money podcast as well. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, defensive touchdown cashes again. Yes, plus 265, the pick six late. 49ers win both halves, plus 410 at Bet Rivers. 49ers to win between 13 and 18 points, 7-1. Niners alt spread, minus 7.5, 2-1, and under 36.5, 2-1. Wilson to score the first touchdown, 7-1. Win Some, Colorado 3-1. Beat the Dodgers again. Dodgers scored one run. They're not going to set the record for win National League wins. Crazy, right?
No, and by the way, that got the Dodgers got to 350 before first pitch.
Urias, I saw 370 tonight with Urias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Detroit 2-1. And Kansas City plus 175. All Win Some. Subscribe, VSiN Pro, be part of the team. You always want to see these videos. Dan, put this up today. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Look at this. The toy, little toy car hits the dog. He's looking for sympathy. It's the paw. It's like, will you rub my belly? I'm hurt. He rolls over. Look at this. The remote control car comes in. It's barely moving. And it hits the dog on the front paw. And he starts limping. Oh, boy, it really hurts. Can I get a little help here?
That's great.
He's looking for...
That dog gets whatever he wants.
Yeah, right.
You can tell. That's cool.
Yeah, hopping around. Rose flips over. Can you rub my belly? I'm not feeling good. He's got it down. Not the first time. It's not his first rodeo either.
I know.
You know, he's done this before. Yeah, a little, little cardio in, a little stretching exercise. This dog getting up. Oh, wrong one. We played this one before. The dog looking up. I thought it was the... different bit dog video.
Either way, this one is is good.
Very good.
Goes up and down with the exercise video that's on.
Yeah. I'll put this under Lose Some. Mitch, there's something fishy going on in the competitive fishing world. The would-be winners of almost $29,000 at an Ohio fishing tournament were disqualified on Friday This was so big, this made front page of ESPN.com. And I saw the video. It was discovered the fish were stuffed with lead weights and fish fillets. Jason Fisher, the director of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament, told CNN he was suspicious when one team's fish weighed twice what they expected they would at the Cleveland Championship weigh-in. The walleye in the bucket looked like they should weigh around 4 pounds. They weighed 7. I thought there's no way. The crowd's grumbling. It's an angry mob. These guys have won several tournaments. As Marcus Allen once told me, as long as they keep score and give away money, people are going to cheat. Yep. This is ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. Oh. And the guys just standing there as they cut all the fish open and all these weights come pouring out of the fish.
And trust me, I know. I'm like, my cousin has been involved in a walleye fishing tournament like during the week forever. They take this stuff seriously. And sure. I can't even imagine if they found out somebody was cheating like this, they'd want to kill him.
They would be irate
with the guy. You can't do this. They're competitive. They want to have the biggest fish that is every single time they go out and fish.
Fisher was disgusted when he discovered the cheating. This is a family atmosphere. We take pride in the sport. Everyone sacrifices so much. Orchestrating the large event takes time away from family. For someone to cheat them out of money but family time, I can't believe they do that. Say it ain't so, it be incredible someone would do that. All right? How about the sheep against the bucket here? I mean, this. I didn't wait for it at the end. You're getting lined up. See the bucket. Now he's coming in. Get a running start. And here we go. And a boom! Ass over tea kettle here. As he dives in the bucket and then falls over. Hope the guy's okay.
Bucket 1, sheep 0.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, how about fan 1, Bobby Wagner? Fan 0, Bobby Wagner 1. Last night, Monday Night Football. Fan coming out. Now look for Bobby Wagner on the sideline. Boom! And he doesn't even see him and lays him out. The other thing, if you watch the video, you see that guy fall down?
Yeah.
The guy all black, I think, tore his ACL, the poor security guy. It doesn't look good.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh, that looks so bad. I mean, he's doubled over in pain.
Yeah. Mm.
I think the guy tore his ACL chasing after him,
too. By the way, you just stop not showing these guys on TV.
Yeah, what is
Put
that?
Them on TV. The video is going to leak.
That's
Everybody
right.
has a cell phone.
That's right.
Knock it off. It's not going to discourage people from... It happens all the time anyway.
Well, thank God baseball's almost over because the horrific beats again. Diamondbacks and under. It was 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, yeah?
They blew it. The Brewers came back to win. 6-5-10. Royals Guardians under 7. 2-2 in the 10th. Tough push. 5-2 final. Angels and under. 4-0 bottom of the eighth. They blow it. The A's beat them. Sandy, now if you look at the score, you're like, bad beat, come on, it was 7-4. The Padre game was scoreless in the bottom of the eighth last night.
Think about that.
They got 7. And the Giants answered with 4.
Uh-huh.
Blue Jays run line, 5-1 in the eighth, they called it. It wasn't official. And Severino, that prop 20-1, would someone throw a no-no? Hit a no-hitter, threw 7, Boone pulled him. Asked after the game, would he have finished it and got it? Severino said 1,000% I would have got the no-hitter. Right. Oh, yeah. He was pissed about it, but Boone's like, what am I going to do? Right? Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Make all your bets at BetRivers. There you go. Good job.
Okay, so going back to the fishing tournament debacle or controversy for a second.
Sad.
If we had a tweet of the day, this would be the winner. This is so good. This is from Chris from Illinois. Chris, good dude, by the way. We were crushing cans of Natty Light up at Stadium Swim a couple of months ago together. No comment about the fishing tournament director being named Fisher.
Right.
That's like a librarian being named Bookman.
Let me tell you something, pal. Put on a pair of pants, you walk in the New York City Library. Joy boy. Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, it's one of the best cameos or best characters of all time in any show.
Yeah.
That's a great tweet.
And Kramer pulls the librarian. She needs a little tenderness. Needs a little compassion. Needs a little Kramer.
Needs a little Kramer. Oh, what an episode. That is so good.
I love it. Yeah. Can't stand you.
Yeah.
Can't stand you. Atomic Wedgie. It's all the same episode.
Yeah, all the same episode.
The same episode. Atomic Wedgie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Tropical Cancer?
That's
no,
good.
Tropical Capricorn.
That's good.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
Yeah, I can't believe that fishing story. My God, it's all over. Makes CNN, makes the front page of ESPN. Don Van Natta tweeted it out. I mean, I watched the video. I mean, they are livid and rightfully so because these buffoons have won several tournaments in the past.
Yep.
They've been cheating the whole time.
Oh, the whole time.
And the guy just sitting there, you know, the guy they caught, and he's just got to, you know.
What can you do?
Right, because they're cutting every fish open. And would you look at this? More lead in here. Yeah. More weights. Oh, my God. And the guys just got to sit there and take it.
And the other people are just screaming right in his face.
Could he get arrested? The authorities are involved. I mean, I don't know what happens.
I have no idea how that would play out.
I mean,
out
that, isn't that fraud?
He's lucky he didn't catch a beating.
You got to give the money back, right?
Oh, I would think you'd have to go back over the years.
And, absolutely. That's if that happens, and no cameras, you take him in the back of a blanket party.
No, and by the way, blackballed forever. You're never never involved in fishing tournaments up here ever again.
That's the least of his concern.
Let's talk this out here on the air for a second. And we need to do more discussions of round robin talk here on the show. Maybe, you know what?
Palm's good at it.
I'll bring it up right now. And we'll do it. You know what? Maybe we'll tease that for tomorrow. Mike Palm's very good at discussing round robins. It's a way of betting parlays. So what about a round robin today? Just with the plays that might be obvious, right? In spots here, right? Do you want to get involved? You want to take the Rockies?
Yes.
I mean,
Urias is 360. That's crazy.
360. They were 350 last night. They lost the game.
Right. They've already lost to him twice. Yes. That's lunacy how high the Dodgers are today. The other one, Astros on the run line, plus $1.30. Now, how long Verlander goes, I don't know. But why would the Phillies want to win this game? Not to mention they're probably still celebrating.
Right.
They finally went to the playoffs for the first time since 2011. Right? And plus, I want to go to St. Louis. I don't want to see DeGrom and Scherzer if I'm the Phillies.
Right, so you have the Dodgers, who they don't care about the all-time win record for the National League.
Apparently not.
Gonsolin came back last night, only pitched two innings. So you take a big plus price there with the Rockies, maybe. You can throw in the Phillies want to avoid playing the National League East team.
You want to get nuts? How about Diamondbacks run line?
That's what I'm saying. Put the Diamondbacks on the round
robin.
That's
another one. Yeah, Brewers, it's over. Eliminated. Got to be demoralized. Just get the game over with. I'll give you another one. How about tomorrow we bet unders? Final day of the season, all day games, first pitch swinging, let's go home.
Get out of here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he had 9-4-1 under runs yesterday.
Oh, some of these teams are just dead teams walking, too.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Like the Reds?
Yes.
Oh, down the stretch?
Yeah, they beat the Cubs. I was surprised.
Well, I know that was, but Hunter Green wants to pitch. I know that was one game. But also, as we sit here very early in the morning, like, what's going to be the game plan for Gallen, though? Again, to be a little bit careful here. Maybe it'll be like a...
it's also anti-Milwaukee.
A first five. Yeah, it is. That would qualify,
it's all
right?
Anti-Milwaukee.
Think about that. What they put in... I wonder if they were not scoreboard watching last night. Because they came roaring back from a 4-1 deficit late in the game to win an extras. They're probably celebrating, Phillies won the game.
Yeah.
Now we're out of the playoffs.
Yeah. You're right. The Phillies needed that, too. Nola with the perfect game. Through seven or into the seventh, whatever it was. Yeah.
Do you want to go Quantrill at home?
Yeah, how about that, Raf? 15-1. And the loss, I think he came in relief. Yep, absolutely. Against the Royals?
Against the Royals?
Sure. And I want to fade the Rays. I want to take the Red Sox. The Rays want to go to Cleveland. I don't want to go to Toronto. Come on now.
Yeah.
I would take the Red Sox, too, at a small plus price. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad.
Don't you think so? Right.
Yep. Alrighty then. Let's see here. Yeah, temperatures cooling off. Here we go with Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book, latest lines, odds, boosts for college football, pro, basketball, hockey. New bettors will get up to, how about this, $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using the code SPORTS, BetRivers.com or the BetRivers app.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Hockey starts Friday, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide, available now with strategies and best bets for the season ahead. In-depth analysis with Annie McNeil, predictions for teams, win totals, bet the Knights under. Daily betting tip, season-long trends to watch, three things every new NHL bettor should know. It's a must-have key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season, the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
NFL here. Adam Chernoff joins the program, senior strategist for Covers.com, also the voice of the Simple Handicap podcast, now with a couple of back-to-back solid weeks betting the National Football League. Good morning today, Adam. How are you today?
I'm doing well, but I almost wasn't going to come on the air because I've got a little bit of a gripe with Brian Rogers, executive producer, and as well as Dustin. He's not free and clear of this either. last week on the segment on Friday, as soon as I started making a case for the Washington Commanders, it should have been kill switch on the show. The guest spot should have been cut off. We should not be in a spot where we are allowing guests to make cases for the Washington Commanders any point going forward this season.
Okay.
It should have just been it. And Pauly tried to make me rebut out of it, said, sell me on this one. And that was just a bad direction to go. Everything else went well.
Yeah.
But trying to advocate for the Washington Commanders is not something that should be allowed on air. So
okay.
It's I'm blown away by that team through 4 weeks.
So we'll put that team on the list then. If you bring them up again, you're going to get tased, and we're going to dump the segment. We'll go to black something. Is there any other team on the list? Like, try to figure out. Now, I think we know a group of maybe, like, some of the elite teams in the league at this point, Philly, Chiefs, Buffalo, and the teams that are really, really bad. But what about the rest of the teams, Adam?
It's probably more difficult than the last. I would even go back, like, mid-2000s in terms of difficulty of just figuring out that whole middle, basically teams 8 to 24 in the league. You can make a case for so many of these teams that they're really, really good. They're really, really bad. They're above average, below average. I would say for a fact, like you mentioned, KC, Buffalo, Philadelphia, all really good teams. And then in terms of really bad teams, you're putting Washington in there firmly, especially with this situation brewing with Del Rio and the team turning on the defensive coordinator in that situation. I think you're putting Seattle in there, and that's going to probably scare a lot of people because Geno, but let's hold on a minute there. We'll get to them in a second. And then you're probably putting, I don't know, like it's really hard to say that there's a lot of really good or really bad teams in this middle. I'm doing my confidence ratings, and it's a lot of 1 and 2 out of 5s because there's just a lot of uncertainty right now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so back-to-back strong weeks. Good call on the Sunday night with the prop, with the white kid to score a touchdown, by the way, that you had as well. So Seattle, let me get this straight. They don't have St. Brown and Swift, and Goff still drops 45 on Seattle. I don't think there's a drop-off between Winston to Dalton, and this was as low as 4. Saints taking money, 5.5, 45. What say you?
This was unfortunate yesterday morning. If we're still talking about this game at -4 right now, it's probably my biggest bet of the season. It got bet immediately yesterday once this line opened up at a few places, and rightfully so. It's now at 6. There was a lot of value lost when you go from 4 to 6. That's a significant move. Like you mentioned, this Seahawks defense is the worst in the NFL. It is beyond bad. They're not stopping anybody. They're incredibly vulnerable against tight ends and running backs. And what's interesting is, like you mentioned, Pauly, Detroit walked up and down the field. They had nobody. That right. offense was missing their top playmakers. It was Jared Goff, TJ Hawkinson, and a beat-up offensive line. No problem hanging 45. And so what I think is interesting about the Saints situation is they're essentially the same offense right now if everybody else is injured. Because they're down running backs, they're down wide receivers, but there's a chance as the week progresses that a lot of those guys get healthier. And so this offense is going to be better. And there's no downgrade really from a 60% Jameis Winston to a fully healthy Andy Dalton, especially against a defense this bad. I don't think you can take points away, which is really the injuries brought this number down from what we were looking at in the look ahead to where it is now. So I don't think the Saints have an issue moving the ball on the Seahawks defense. And then it's going to be the Seattle offense facing a much more difficult defense than what they faced the last 2 weeks in the Falcons mm-hmm. and the Lions. So the Saints here, unfortunately, this number's moved, but I think a really intriguing side if it continues to go up in teasers, or maybe you wait and you get a better number below the 6 later in the week.
So now Detroit leads the league in points and they're 1-3. Now they go to New England and they gave up $1.50 to Penny. Geno had 325 and Metcalf had a big game. So now what do you think of the Patriots? And Zappe looked good in that game against Green Bay. What do you think of New England at home?
Yeah, for getting stuck into that situation against a good Packers pass rush and tricky secondary, Zappe looked really good. Lions, again, they're a dead over team in every sense of the word. They will be probably the rest of the season. But I think you have to look at the Pats on the side. As we mentioned, the Lions offense has a ton of issues, but they're facing a much more difficult test than the Patriots this week. than what they faced in the Seahawks defense that we just walked all over for 90 seconds. But what's interesting here is the Lions offense, as good as it has been, all four games this season have been inside of a dome. They've all been indoor games, climate controlled, and they've been against some bad defenses too. Three of the four games for the Lions against defenses that rank 26th or worse. New England, in that regard, step up in class. They're 16th, but they've played a very difficult schedule so far to date of opposing quarterbacks. And so I think it's the situation where the Lions offense looking a lot better than it has because of the schedule, because of where they've been playing. Now they go on the road, playing outdoors against Belichick, who knows Goff very well and has shut him down a number of times. And you're getting the schedules going both ways. Pats get it easier, easy defense. It sets up really well for New England. So I like the Pats as a side quite a bit.
Okay, very good. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest. What do you have for a teaser look this weekend?
There's two legs that really stand out. The first is the London game, bringing the Packers below 3. They're right now 7.5-point favorites, so you can use a 6-point teaser and get them down to 1.5. 2 is fine as well. We'll see what happens with the Giants about this time tomorrow. We'll start to get official news on Daniel Jones. The way I look at this is you're either going to get Daniel Jones with a semi-rumored high ankle sprain in the pocket that takes away his mobility, or you're going to get Davis Webb called up from the practice squad on a week where the team is traveling internationally. That's a bad situation either way you look at it against this Packers defense. There's also a big step up for the Giants defense in terms of opponent quarterback that they are facing. Don't need to really break that down further, but this is a big step up in class for a really bad Giants defense that's just given up a ton on the ground to opposing running backs. So the Packers, no problem moving the ball. And then the second leg that I think is really interesting too is we kind of focus on this cluster of bad teams that are overperforming, but I'll put the Bucs in this teaser as well to -2.5. And the Falcons have been impressive on offense, kind of a team that reminds me a lot of Seattle. But like, how good is this team really? Because their wins have been narrow against a Jameis Winston Saints offense that he was far less than 100%. Again, Geno Smith, Jacoby Brissett. The one time that the Falcons really had to step up and play a quality opponent was the LA Rams. And especially from the defensive side, that game was 28-3 midway through the third quarter. So it's not like Atlanta got out and was performing well in that. Their defense and special teams got them back into it. But where I think this is interesting too is the Bucs, since the first half in the Cowboys game, they've gone the entire season without their full complement of weapons. And I know they had a lot of guys back on the field Sunday night, but you walk into the Chiefs playing as good as they could, but they didn't have that full week of prep with all those guys. There was a lot of people still missing practice. There was a lot of guys that were limited. This week is really the first time since week one that the Bucs will have the full week of practice, the full complement of weapons, and it's a big step down an opponent for what the Bucs are going to be facing from a defensive perspective. The Falcons have been letting teams walk all over them, but they're getting away with some wins and a lot of red zone variants going their way. So I like the Bucs here in a teaser with the Packers, both of those teams below the 3. I think that's a really good look.
Very cool. We only have like 30 seconds here, but you mentioned that you only brought up two bad teams, Commanders and Seahawks. Where would you have the Bears?
Bears are firmly in there as well.
Yeah.
They don't want to pass the football. I mean, you're not getting stops. You're playing bad teams. You're letting them move the football, and you can't pass on these teams either. Bears are in there too. Hopefully this week brings a little bit more clarity, but this is, it's just a weird season so far with some of these teams just lingering around the middle of the league.
All right, you can follow Adam on Twitter. He's at Adam Chernoff, covers.com, and also listen, subscribe, download the podcast. It's called The Simple Handicap. Adam, you're the best. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Thanks, guys. Chat to you later this week.
Yep.
Thank you.
A viewer has a dilemma on a 40-1 season-long prop. We'll talk about it coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
Here we go. It's time for our in-pocket plays, now recapping the action from last night. A winner on the Stafford INT. Took a minute. Finally got there.
Would have been a bad beat if not for the pick six. 49ers dropped about four of them.
He could add four.
Could add three pick sixes, too.
And I cannot get teasers to go my way. I will tail Chernoff this weekend. I need to change it up a little bit. But, man, the teaser leg's not coming in. Cardinals did, but I teamed it up with the Rams last night, plus 7.5. No good. And I don't have any bets as of right now because it's early in the morning again. Yep. I want to read a little bit more of a game plan, what's going to happen with baseball, and I'll put in some bets maybe a little bit later on today.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough to navigate this field here. A lot of the pending stuff looks okay here with the NFL with the future bets. But lean really like the Diamondbacks. I don't care if Gallen only goes five.
You know what? I'm going to see first five right now.
Yep. Diamondbacks, Astros run line plus 130. Verlander's going. Why do the Phillies want to win, period? Plus they're hungover. The Dodgers are 360. That's crazy.
That's a huge number tonight.
Colorado beat them yesterday. How long does Urias go? Red Sox, a small plus price. Why did the Rays? I'd much rather go to Cleveland Friday than to Toronto. And you got the Quantrill angle at home. 15-1 run at home with Quantrill, what he's done. And he's going against the Royals. He's going as well.
I'm seeing a $1.15 range for the Diamondbacks. It's all over the map. $1.20 all the way up to $1.35 on the Diamondbacks' first five.
And I like the Giants if it's Rodon. Now, he was supposed to go. I don't know what they're going to do now. I mean, it could be like this Marlins business where now they're going to shut the guy down. Sandy was supposed to go Wednesday. The Marlins said after his last start, they're shutting him down, which really is a blow to the Mets' chances. How juicy would this be if Sandy was going tomorrow?
Be huge.
The Mets could have pulled this off.
You want to do a little Diamondbacks first three? They're about $1.30 for the first three innings. Can they get a run across?
Sure they can.
On the Brewers right away?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. More on this tomorrow, but because Mike Palm's in studio. But 18-1-1. Two contestants here in Circa Millions split the quarterly. And five other people went 18-2. Oh, God. But the other thing is, unlike the last couple weeks, you have a lot of candidates with Survivor. A lot of candidates. I don't know how many people have them left, but the Packers in the London game. Saints worth a look at home to Seattle. Jacksonville at home to the Texans. Buccaneers against Atlanta.
Boy, ooh.
A lot of candidates.
Don't you want to be careful with Jacksonville? And I say that because, look at who they have played now the last 3 weeks and the level that they have raised their game to, and now they're going to be laying a big number at home.
I got swept by them last year.
That's dicey.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
I also bring it up from the point spread standpoints, too. They're laying seven.
Yeah.
So you've got about, five candidates with that kind of number.
So let me run this by you.
Yes.
We are we have somebody looking for some advice here. Tony sent us an email. It's ftm@vsin.com. He has Pete Alonso at 40-1 to lead Major League Baseball in RBIs. And he's asking about the probability of the final three games being canceled. He's asking us to handicap the weather. First of all, Alonso has 131 RBIs. Aaron Judge has 130. He's one up.
What a sweat.
The next closest player is Jose Ramirez at 122. So that's a sizable gap. It would take a miracle for Ramirez to have that many RBIs and surpass these two guys over the next 2 days.
Right.
So considering that, here's what the weather looks like tonight in New York for the scheduled doubleheader. Beginning at 4 o'clock Eastern time, there is a 70% chance of rain into an 80% chance at 5 o'clock. And it hovers around that same percentage until 7 o'clock, where it's still 70%. It goes all the way until midnight when it goes up to 90% chance to rain.
What is it tomorrow? What a mess if the Braves lose today.
I don't know what they're going to do here.
The playoffs start Friday.
What do you do? What are the options here? If the Braves lose tonight, meaning the Mets can still win this division, but their games would get rained out? Oh, that is a dill of a pickle.
Yep.
I do not want to be facing that if I'm Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So
he's got to bet the Judge props.
Probably.
Total basis props.
I would say that, you have to bet the...
The guy could hit a sack fly. I mean, that's another one.
You have to bet Aaron Judge RBIs tonight and tomorrow. You have to bet him to go.
Right.
That's the only option, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to find a book that's going to offer most RBIs on the season. That's not going to happen.
You have to do the Judge
individual
props.
That's it. That's the only way.
And Judge has the doubleheader today.
Yeah.
God, this is fascinating. Mm. And now he's $1.90 to hit 62. The nose plus 160. 2 weeks ago, the no was 12-1. Pressure.
Amazing.
Pressure, people pitching around him. Not seeing much to hit. Oh, this is wild. Now it's supposed to be Gray, and I don't know who Texas is throwing in game two, and then tomorrow it's Otto.
I think he had four or five official at-bats last night, yeah?
Yeah. I think
had one hit, no walks.
Yeah, they had the one base hit on the accidental check swing, right?
Yeah.
Get out of the way, base hit.
Yep.
So this is juicy.
I will tell you that betting, and I looked into this yesterday, betting the season-long league leaders, the props, like most saves, most stolen bases, I don't think I'm going to do it next year. Because first of all, they're very difficult to pull off. But it's if you want to lock in a profit, it's difficult to actually do so because, I'll give you an example. I had Liam Hendricks most saves at, I think it was 14-1. So he was one back not that long ago, before the White Sox really went into this tailspin. But you can't find a way to like, hey, let me add the kid from the Guardians, or let me add, Jensen with the Braves. There's no way to do that. So it was a little bit tricky. The most hits on the regular season, very difficult. I have Rodon, 50-1 most strikeouts. Like, how long does Cole go to? I'm just stuck. It's going to be a losing ticket. And I've been betting Cole single game props over, which I think I went 2-1 on that. But there's no real way to like, because 50-1 is a nice number, and I like to be able to profit from that. But there's no really strong way to do it. And now I'm 11 back with Rodon, so he's not going to, if Cole goes today, which he's scheduled to, you know, throw.
Ah, that's all it is?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't surpass that, though.
Was it like 2 weeks ago? He went 5 innings and shut him?
Yeah. I need like 6, here, it's all I'm asking today. All I need is like 16 strikeouts from Rodon and Cole to throw up like 2. That's it. Is that asking for too much? I have no prayer to win that ticket.
Give me no home run today for Judge, and give me a Braves loss and 2 Mets wins, so we at least have some drama Wednesday.
Oh, on Wednesday?
If not, we don't have anything. Everything's decided. Can't have that.
Yep.
I was looking forward to Wednesday. Every game at the same time. All day games.
Also, got a tweet here from Len, who played some ball at a high level. He said, you're right about the handicap for Wednesday. His first year of pro ball, last game of the year, no one cared except for me. I was going for my 10th win. The other team swung at the first pitch 90% of the time.
Oh, yeah. I think unders are in play tomorrow. Absolutely. Get the hell out of there. It's over. The game shouldn't have been played anyways because of the lockout.
Right.
They're all makeup games. It's all swing at the first pitch and let's go home.
He said he had 21 fly. He remembers this. 21 fly balls and 6 Ks. So it was like, it was
all right. All right, Len.
Okay.
That's great. I think definitely unders. And we saw a lot of unders yesterday. Just get out of here. Let's go home. Get out of here. Start the vacation.
Yep. Jake is asking on that prop, could he just bet the Braves? The games will be played if the Braves lose. It's a tough spot to be in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pro tip, don't force bets once numbers move drastically. Adam Chernoff was just on. He liked New Orleans -4, but can't suggest betting it now. Key numbers, and now that it's 6, after a group hit it yesterday. Good pro tip there. Yep. It's okay to say I missed it. That's all right. You know, books got to put the number up. You don't have to bet it. So that's a good pro tip.
I compare it to poker because how many hands do pros pass on? At a table, they don't play a majority of their hands. Yeah. They pass on so many hands, it's not even funny. If I miss a game by a half a point or a point, it depends on the number. I find myself passing from, you know, talking to people, stuff that comes out. I'm like, I'm not going to bet it now. I was late to the party.
How about the controversy? Can't wait to go over that with Mike Palm.
With the bass fishing?
Oh. No, a poker. We got cheating in poker, allegedly. I got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
But the Jack 3 going all in, and then I misreading the hand, and was there something going on? I mean, Phil Ivey's in the game. The woman's who backs a woman that plays like that, and Phil Ivey's in the game? What do you like to light money on fire?
That's a good question.
She called with Jack High.
And won.
Yes. And they couldn't explain why she called. Yep, that's fascinating.
The pro tip of the hour. You get one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day. Available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. We can sort them by sport and by show. I never thought we'd talk fishing ever on this show, but
no, it was great.
Getting good feedback. Mike says, lucky they didn't catch a beatdown like Worm and Mike did, cheating in
rounders. Absolutely.
No doubt.
That'll get you buried.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
You missed the show today. Go catch the Follow the Money podcast wherever you get your podcast. Good luck betting tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here are 3 reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in 2 strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Get more from Beeson.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.